This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution to Russia-Ukraine conflict in a telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders exchanged perspectives on the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile, Alberto Van Claveren, has arrived in New Delhi. Today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Foreign Affairs of Chile will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Apart from this, Mr. Claveren will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar co-chaired the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission with his Brazilian counterpart Moura Vieira in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both sides took stock of bilateral ties, including cooperation in trade, defense, energy, health, agriculture, space and technology. They also exchanged views on global geopolitical developments, the shared concerns and aspirations of the Global South, and advancing engagement in BRICS, IPSA, G20. In his opening remarks at the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place from November 18th to 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. He appreciated Brazil's unique initiative centered on the theme of building just world and sustainable planet. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has issued directives to ensure that all temples in the state maintain a peaceful and clean environment for devotees. In a review meeting with the Endowment Department at State Secretariat in Amravati yesterday, the Chief Minister made several significant decisions. He emphasized the need for quality services, including better lodging facilities for visitors. To support temple staff, Mr. Naidu announced an increase in salaries for priests from Rs. 10,000 to Rs. 15,000, benefiting 1,683 priests. He also approved a hike in the funds allocated for temple rituals and offerings. The Chief Minister called for strict measures to prevent forced religious conversions and ensure that only Hindu practices are followed in temples. Additionally, Mr. Naidu announced a monthly allowance of Rs. 3,000 for unemployed Vedic scholars. He stressed the importance of having a temple in every village and ensuring responsible use of temple funds. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended yesterday. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18. The scrutiny of nominations will take place today, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25 and October 1. The results will be announced on October 4. Indian Railway Management Service Officer Satish Kumar has been appointed as Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Railway Board. Currently, he is serving as Member, Traction and Rolling Stock. His appointment will be effective from the date of assumption of charge on 1st of next month to the date of his superannuation and his re-employment on contract basis from 1st January to 31st August of next year. In a move to bolster diplomatic relations, India's ambassador to Kuwait, Adarsh Swaika, met the Sheikh Hamoud Jaber Al Ahmed Al Sabah, the newly appointed governor of Ahmadi Governorate yesterday. The meeting served as an opportunity for Ambassador Swaika to congratulate the governor on his recent appointment and discuss the substantial contributions of the Indian community within the governorate. This diplomatic engagement follows a series of high-level meetings between India and Kuwaiti officials. On August 25, Ambassador Swaika met with Basil Al Haroon, governor of the Central Bank of Kuwait, to discuss strengthening bilateral cooperation in the finance and banking sectors. And the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, yesterday announced a 15-member squad for the ICC Women's T20 World Cup in the UAE from October 3rd to 20th. Harmanpreet Kaur will be the captain of the Indian women's cricket team, while Smriti Mandhana will be the vice-captain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.